the whole concept of getting back on it if you fall off is really bullshit. A lot of people fall off because they don't actually set the proper foundation to stay on. They're not framing it properly. They're not thinking and conceptualizing of their life as this being a part of their life, who they are, their identity. So this is being used and perpetuated as some kind of slogan that you can throw around every time you want to make an excuse for yourself, every time you want to cheat, every time you... When I say cheat, it really means fuck up. It really means doing what you shouldn't be doing. It really means breaking your discipline. When you're approaching your life, optimizing, eating foods that work best for you as a human and as an individual, and eating to excess, like stuffing your face, grass-fed beef, whether it's steak, whatever cut of grass-fed beef, raw dairy, pastured eggs, butter, even things like coconut oil and sweet potatoes and white rice in moderation, or limitation, I should say, organ meats like heart, liver, fruit, honey, dates. Eat avocados, eat. I stuff my face. I don't measure the calories of avocado. I don't measure the calories of grass-fed beef. I'm hungry, I eat until I'm full. I stuff my face, I get quality sleep, I train hard, I lift, I give my body the stress that it needs and the fuel that it needs to repair my body for that stress. You don't have to count calories if you're eating the right calories. You don't have to count shit if you're eating the right shit. People have to count and micromanage because they're eating poison. They're trying to limit how much poison they're consuming so they can justify feeding those addictions. And they're stressing themselves out. Counting's worthless. It really is. Unless you're a bodybuilder getting on stage and you're trying to micromanage every last thing and your entire life comes down to like a tablespoon of water, you know, really high level shit. You know, that's not healthy though. You can't convince me that the pursuit of like bodybuilding in terms of a competition that's healthy, it's not healthy at all. Anyone that competes in bodybuilding, they're never going to say that's healthy. They're doing it for a specific outcome, an unhealthy outcome. It's impressive nonetheless. Still an unhealthy outcome. So what are you trying to pursue? If you're thinking long term and you're making better decisions for your health, sure, you're going to improve your aesthetics. You're going to improve your physique. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. Like everything is going to get better. But you have to stop coming at this from this idea of like, oh, I fell off. I'm staying on track and I fell off track. I don't ever fall off track. I never fall off. I never fuck up and I never cheat, quote unquote. You know why? It's because everything I do is for a purpose. Cheating isn't in my definition or it's not in my life. It doesn't compute. If I want to eat a fucking pizza, I'll eat a fucking pizza. I just have no reason to eat a fucking pizza. If I ate a pizza, I wouldn't consider it cheating. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm cheating. I'd be like, I want to eat that pizza. Fuck it. I would eat it. I'm not going to eat it. You know why? Because it's made with shit. I'll make stuff myself. I'll make like a portobello mushroom pizza, or I'll make something at home. I'll know what's in it. It'll be made with better ingredients. There'll actually be maybe health benefits from it rather than sucking down vegetable oils and whatever ultra processed flowers and stuff that they're using at these pizza shops. So I wouldn't consider that cheating. If I want to have a soda, I'm going to drink a fucking soda. I'm a grown-ass man. Why is it cheat? I'm cheating. Oh, I'm a naughty boy. It's fucking mindset. Grow up. You're an adult. Make decisions for the right reasons. Build discipline. And if you're eating satisfying food, you're getting your nutrition, you're getting quality sleep, you know, you're recovering properly, you're not going to have these binges. Like, you're supposed to eat to excess. You're supposed to stuff your face. You're an animal. You're supposed to eat until you're full. But when you're eating poison, when you're eating these artificial manufactured products that are designed to keep you hungry, you're not going to feel full. Or you're going to eat more than you should of garbage that you shouldn't. It's not surprising. So eat the right shit and stuff your fucking face. But give your body somewhere to send it. Lift heavy weights. Lift heavy shit. And do it consistently.